listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
It is 3 p.m. on August 25th, 2023. Welcome to episode 33 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, along with scores from the Western Lacrosse Association and Northwest League. Before I start the show, I'd like to advise all listeners in the Lower Mainland to stay indoors whenever possible due to the wildfire smoke engulfing the Lower Mainland sky. According to the BC Wildfire Service website, there are 368 active wildfires, with the closest wildfire at Davis Lake, 18 kilometers north of Mission, with the closest wildfire that is being out of control at Chehalis Lake, more than 30 kilometers north of David Lake. First up is Aaron Caprica's The Current with Stay How You Are.
Stars.
that was Stay How You Are from Aaron Capricus, The Current. Next up is Allie Crow Buckley's Utopian Fantasy. Here is the title track.
Born of the Gold's Peak, living out my utopian fantasy. It's harder than it would seem. I've been lost and lost and lost and lost in everything. Silly nightmares still kind of scare me.
I would like to talk about, I'd like to discuss the SFU athletics at this time. On August 23rd, SFU men's basketball announced the recruitment of Sasha Fujisic, who stands at 6 feet 10 inches or 208 centimeters and weighs 245 pounds or 111 kilograms. A star center from Burnaby South Secondary, where he led the Rebels to win the BC Quad A Provincial Championships in 2018 and 2020. Fujisic suffered a leg injury in the spring of 2021 when he was with the Thompson River Wolfpack based in Kamloops, a youth sport program, after which he transferred to SFU's School of Computing Science. Fujisic joins his former Rebels teammates, Gio Khan from the 2018 and Jimmy Zavorniak from the 2020 BC Quad A Provincial Championship teams. There were two developments on August 24th. Emily Chilton, who competed in cross country as well as track and field, earned SFU's nomination for the 2023 NCAA Woman of the Year Award, which is in its year 33, recognizes academic achievements, athletic excellence, community service, and leadership among graduating college female athletes from all three NCAA divisions. To be eligible, a nominee must have competed, earned a letter in an NCAA-sponsored event, and received an undergraduate degree by this summer. Emily Chilton had a remarkable academic and athletic career in SFU. In cross country and track and field, Chilton made the GNAC All GNAC cross country team in 2021, competed for SFU in GNAC winning teams in cross country, along with track and field in the 2021-22 season, and earned All GNAC team in 2022. For distance medley relay, to name a few. On the academic side, Emily Chilton is the only woman in history to be a six-time winner of the GNAC Faculty Athletic Representative Scholar Athlete Award, earned 10 academic GNAC All-Conference honors, and made the College Sports Communicator Division II third-team Academic All-American in women's track and field cross-country. Also on August 24th, the SFU Red Leafs cross-country teams were picked to finish second in the 2023 Great Northwest Athletic Conference preseason coaches polls, with Western Washington winning both men and women's coaches polls in cross-country. Today, SFU Red Leafs men's soccer announced 10 recruits. Michael Hennessy, who plays forward midfield, attended University Hill High School, hails from Vancouver, BC, stands at 5 feet 10 inches or 178 centimeters, and competed for the Vancouver Whitecaps MLS Boys Academy. Bernardo Poniatzik-Ilos plays midfielder, attended McMaster University, hails from Vancouver, BC, stands at 6 feet 1 inches or 185 centimeters, attended Windsor Secondary, and competes for the Altitude FC. Hamish Ogden plays midfielder, last attended University of Victoria, hails from Port Moody, BC, stands at 5 feet 11 inches or 180 centimeters, attended Dr. Charles Best Secondary based in Coquitlam, and competes for the Mountain United Football Club. Koji Poon, who plays forward midfield, attended University Hill High School, hails from Vancouver, BC, competes in the Whitecaps MLS Academy, stands at 5 feet 8 inches or 173 centimeters. Ty Pound plays defense, attended Grandview Heights Secondary, hails from Surrey, BC, competed for the Croatia SC, and stands at 6 feet 3 inches or 190.5 centimeters. Devi Romero plays midfielder, attended Burnaby Central, hails from Vancouver, BC, competes for the Micro Footy Academy, and stands at 5 feet 11 inches or 180 centimeters. Kyle Torreson plays midfield defense, attended Notre Dame, hails from North Vancouver, BC, competes for the Surrey United, and stands at 5 feet 11 inches or 180 centimeters. Ryan Torreson, who joins his, just a minute, please. I think there is another Torreson here. There are two Torresons, Kyle and Ryan Torreson. Now to Ryan, who also plays midfield defense, attended Notre Dame High School, hails from North Vancouver, BC, and competes for the Surrey United, stands at 5 feet 10 inches or 178 centimeters. Cole Tupin, who plays defense, competed for the Coquitlam Metro Ford, attended Dr. Charles West High School based in Coquitlam, hails from Maple Ridge, BC, and stands at 5 feet 10 inches or 178 centimeters. Dejan Vujovic plays forward, attended Byron Creek, hails from Burnaby, BC, competes for the Port Moody Spartans, and stands at 5 feet 9 inches or 175 centimeters.
Setting things up.
Studio 6, CGSS video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances. And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
So, did you know that in last month you were the top of the electronics chart?
I did, and I was so pumped. It was amazing. Yeah.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
I find, like, you know, if I'm coming from a place of my own experience, then I can just expand upon it and be like, so this happened to me, and like, why? And how does that affect me? And how does it affect other people who are going through the same thing? And
watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Welcome back. The third act is the Apets Simply, the tuna's inner child.
Funny to me to disregard what
The fourth band is Anders Jørnesten, The Train to Montreal, with a song for the lost and found.
Searching with a flashlight in the corners, but ended up waiting till the day when all the colors shine for me by themselves, and the questions that I had are long gone away. Thought I had nothing more to give. I couldn't see through all them gray clouds. A little of your love was all that I needed. This is a song for the lost and found. Days now by myself, I travel to the coast to be alone, where the houses get smaller the further on you go, and the only laughter you hear comes from the birds. I got some friends but no one around. Keep searching for the answers. A little of your love was all that I needed. This is a song for the lost and found. Your hand, and I went back to sleep again. Life just passes us too fast, and I forget some of its moments. A little of your love was all that I needed. This is a song for the lost and found. A little of your love was all I ever needed. This is a song for the lost and found.
Welcome to the second half of episode 33. In the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music along with scores from the Western Lacrosse Association and Northwest League. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Arvo Xylos 333. The track is Plasma.